Optimistic but not over the moon, that's how an Auckland business group feels about the new summer support package for Tamaki Makaurau. A $37 million package has been announced by the government with the aim of rebooting the super city. But will 100,000 vouchers and discounts to council facilities like the zoo actually help businesses who have been battered and bruised from months of lockdown? I'm joined by Heart of the City Chief Executive Viv Beck. Viv, do you want to start by breaking down what you reckon the good bits are and what the not so good bits are?
Oh, sure. Hello, Lisa. I mean, we've been asking, along with others, for activation funding. So we certainly see this as a step in the right direction. And I think it'll be fantastic to give people opportunities to get out and about and enjoy arts and culture and other attractions that they might not normally get to do. So there's definitely some positives here. I think on the not so positive side, we are disappointed not to see more direct support for hospitality. And the challenge that we've got, certainly in the city centre, is going to need more than this to activate. But I think, you know, to give the positives, it is a step in the right direction.
Okay, so what else would you want then specifically?
Well, we would have liked to have seen some vouchers that would help our hospitality businesses. I mean, they've been completely slammed. There are other businesses that have been too. I mean, you know, there are others that are opening on Friday for the first time, like gyms and fitness facilities and beauty therapists, etc. So there are many people that are hurting. But if I look at the scale of the impact, we've seen over $400 million impact since the start of last year on the hospitality and restaurants, an average of $880,000 per business. So they are in a very difficult situation right now. Now, the idea here is that people will come out and about and they will, you know, there'll be incidental spending. And I totally understand that, but it's about scale. And so to give you an idea, this is going to potentially get help about 350,000 people. But if I think of last December, we had 4 million people in the city centre. In November, we had 1.5. You know, so we're really needing to see something that activates on the scale that other international cities are doing.
Okay, so let's look at London, Viv, right? Mm. So they used the Dine Out, Help Out voucher system. Mm. Our government and the Prime Minister today have repeated the fact that she thinks that those voucher systems don't really work. I mean, do you have any evidence that they do?
Well, I have heard some feedback about the UK, but I believe it helped about 50,000 businesses and it was popular with customers. But look at Sydney. I mean, they have had multiple programs. They've had, just recently, there was one, $66 million to support alfresco dining. They've had Thank God It's Friday, $50 million. They've had $500 million for a Dine and Discover program. And they've just extended it. So they've expanded from 4 to 6 vouchers. So that is a significant stimulation. I know it's a bigger city, but it's a significant investment in stimulating their economy and supporting their impacted businesses. In fact, if I recall correctly, they said if there was anything left over, they would give it to other struggling businesses. So it's been a very, very strong and scaled approach to support business and get their economy moving again. And so I'm positive about this. It's a step in the right direction, but we certainly would like to see more support for those businesses that are really struggling right now. And they
When the council sat down and the other council entities sat down with the government and came up with the scheme, were you at the table?
Oh, we have been engaging directly, yes. Yeah, we have.
So do you feel you were sufficiently consulted about what has been delivered today?
Not the exact makeup, but we have been talking particularly to government about what we believe the city needs to be activated. So we haven't been involved in the actual makeup, no.
Okay, so the other thing that's been announced is this small event fund, right? It's a $10 million, I think, from memory, contestable. So you can pitch for an event and it's supposed to bring people into the neighbourhood and CBD. Have you got anything planned? Are you going to pitch for any money?
Well, we know that events do work like that. So if we have events and activations, we'll have to check out whether we're eligible. I haven't seen that detail yet today, but we are certainly keen and we are already doing things that are designed to bring people back in because that's a way to get people out and about, doing things they enjoy and supporting businesses at the same time.
We all know, if you've lived in Auckland for any amount of time, as soon as summer arrives and work wraps up for the festive season, everybody just goes away, don't they, Viv? That's it, until February.
Well, Well, that's one of the big worries for our businesses right now, because that's the experience in the past. We know the sales in January go down about 25% automatically. What we are hoping this year, though, is that some people won't perhaps be travelling. Some will make a beeline out immediately. We're certainly hoping that the ones that don't will get out and about, and that others will be coming to see friends and family. But it is a big worry for our affected businesses because, you know, the city centre particularly is about scale, and they are seriously worried, some of our businesses, because there is no, we're in red, there's no certainty around how long we'll be in red.
So or what a zoo voucher doesn't help them though, does it, Viv? Not the zoo in Western Springs or even the Domain, museum up at the Domain, potentially doesn't help you at all.
No, so that's what I'm saying. The reality is it's great for people who will be able to do those things and great for other parts of the city, and I certainly don't begrudge that. But the city centre needs more than this to address the issues we're facing.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Heart of the City Chief Executive Viv Beck there.